One of the last pieces in this series of works, Nowhere to Go coincides with the end of Melbourne's second lockdown and laments the loss of innocence that young people in particular are experiencing in the face of forced isolation and a forever changed future. I use my daughter as a frequent model in these paintings, trying to convey her emotional states, considering her life's changed circumstances in everything from school to living arrangements, employment, and most of all, relationships impacted by that changed future. The inclusion of our dog, Frankie, is testament to the crucial role he has performed as a distraction from each other and from the desperation of isolation. It also plays with the idea that in these more affluent societies, especially in the West, pets are often prioritized over welfare of other human beings. Finally, it is a sad reminder that he is the remainder of two. Mushu, our first pug, having passed 2 weeks before the first lockdown.